Impressionable boy. The war effort was all around us. Ammunition was tested on the South Dakota sagebrush prairie before being shipped out to the battlefront positions. Neighbors always seemed to be going off to or coming home from the war. There was even a stockade of Italian prisoners of war living on the edge of the base. My grandfather followed the war's progress on his maps. My wife Meredith, raised in Yankton, South Dakota, to which the Brokaws moved later, was born shortly before her father, a doctor, was shipped out to Europe. She saw him only once when he returned from the war when she was 3, and then not again until she was 5. And so, as it turned out, I had stored up a reservoir of memories of that dramatic time in America. Yet, when I arrived in Normandy 40 years later, those memories had receded, replaced by days of innocence in the 50s, by my covering the turmoil of Vietnam and the social upheavals of the 60s, Watergate in the 70s, and by my traveling the world for NBC News. I was thinking much more about the prospects of the Cold War than the lessons of the war of my early years, and I was simply looking forward to what I thought would be an interesting assignment in a part of France celebrated for its hospitality, seafood, and Calvados, the local brandy made of apples. Instead, I underwent a life-changing experience.